Okay, good morning everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan session. Hope you're all keeping well. Thanks for joining us as always. Apologies we're starting a little bit late. We're actually broadcasting from a different location today, so hopefully there won't be too many distractions or too much background noise today. But yeah, good morning everyone. Welcome to the session. Let's get straight into it then. We've got a few sort of important aspects to discuss in more detail. And we've maintained over the last few weeks that we are actually willing to look at some buy trades in markets like the S&P 500. However, if it starts to roll over, it's a trade that we'd be looking very, very carefully at. So let's get straight into it. Then we'll, of course, start with a risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with a risk warning currently up on screen. And if you have any visual or sound issues, just do let us know. Just post it into the chat box. We're just broadcasting on location this morning, guys. Okay, there's a problem with this battery. Sorry about that, there, guys. Sorry there, guys. Apologies. We just had a little mini disconnection there. So hopefully that won't be a problem again. Okay. So just to let you know, we were just broadcasting on location today, and we had an issue there with the power. So that's back. So let's get into it. We'll, of course, all profitable trades need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk. along with how do we manage each trade, along with trade psychology, all very important features, as we know. And we discuss these every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of maintaining a high degree of consistency in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, discipline with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. Okay, so let's start with a quick look at we'll bring up Forex Factory. Right, let me slide this onto screen. Okay. There we go. Right, so I suppose it's just worth just taking a small step back and look at last Friday's. Excuse me. So just this little event here that we just want to just draw your attention to. We're talking about consumer sentiment, and it's much weaker. So this is the lowest number we've had for quite some time. And that in lies feeds into the opportunities that we're going to look at today. So we've got a 50.8 number. And that precedes, you know, a lot of the lows from going quite far back now. Let's go back to before the financial crisis. That's 2006. So look, all through the financial crisis, we didn't really see as weak consumer sentiment as we do now. And this is all the tariff policy. Although we've seen a bit of a spike in asset prices, you know, the underlying facts are that everything's going to start getting more expensive. And that's a real problem for a large cohort of earners, especially low to middle, that little section. They're already suffering. So the thought of prices getting more expensive after COVID and the cost of living decreasing considerably is obviously quite a worrying state. And it's something that Donald Trump himself can't talk himself out of, that, which is the economic impact of his policies. So look, negativity on the sentiment side. And the last sort of conclusion to make is the inflation expectations are even higher than it was previously. So you've got this strange dynamic where consumer sentiment is weakening quite aggressively, and the inflation expectations, this looks at the expected inflation over the course of the next 12 months, is likely, according to this indicator, likely to skyrocket. And that's a concern. These are numbers that are unprecedented as well. Look, it exceeds 2000 and if we go right back, if I can go back a little bit more, it massively exceeds the 2008. It exceeds the little bump here in 2011. And then we had the impact of COVID and central bank printing, along with fiscal measures as well, along with the supply side constraints. So we had a lot here, and then inflation expectations, you know, remained relatively under control. And then we've got this dynamic, which is Trump driven, and you know, the numbers are really flashing warning signs. So that's the backdrop to these markets. So when we look at today's, we've got a lot of individual data points around services and manufacturing. On Thursday this week, manufacturing and services numbers pretty much for the day on Thursday. On Wednesday, we've got UK inflation, and it's beginning to look a lot more aggressive now. Previously 2.6, now it's expected 3.3. So the expectations are that inflation is going to start ticking higher. Canadian inflation on Tuesday. Sorry, I'm just going from Friday this week back to today. Trimmed CPI coming in higher. Headline CPI coming in higher, common CPI coming in higher, and just we're looking for the correlation really. Are these inflation numbers going up or down? And it looks like they're going up. We're also planning another rate cut for the Aussie dollar from 4.1 to 3.85. So this brings us back to Monday the 19th and bank holiday in Canada. A lot of Fed speakers. There's European inflation numbers, which for now are still looking a little bit on the flat side. So today, there's the central bankers speaking as well. They're taking opportunities to talk in the media. And we had a lot of them last week as well. Not particularly influential. So not a huge amount this week from a news-driven perspective. So that then gives us a little nice window of opportunity. And very straightforward. If there's a headline in Bloomberg, let me see if I can find it. In fact, I know it's exactly here, so I'll read it out to you, perhaps, if that's okay. Yeah, so the headline is, Sell America is back as Moody's pushes 30-year yields to 5%. And we spoke about this last week. Let's have a look at those US Treasury 30-year Treasury yield. We spoke about that 5% level last week. So let me bring this up because this is directly. So we've had this again quite strange market dynamic where equity prices are rallying, but so too are the risks. And when the risks start to rally on the long term, as in over a 30-year period, there is real palpable expectations that these policies could increase. And we know the US are in an awful lot of debt, but these types of numbers increase the ability to refinance debt at a much higher price, which really offsets all the potential benefits of the whole tariff policy in the first place. If you're bringing lots of extra money into the US, but then at the same time, you're trying to refinance huge, massive US debt at extortionate rates, as in higher rates over the longer term, you know, that makes it quite a difficult market dynamic for all those reasons. And look, we've exceeded the 5% level. So we rallied pretty close to 5% at the start of the year. And then we fell off. And this was the whole Trump narrative, which is a sharp spike. And it's not just the rate of increase, it's the speed of it as well. So going from 4.4 pretty much up to 4.87, and then Trump did a U-turn, and then things calmed a little bit. But actually, we've exceeded those levels now. So this is an important little turning point, because it just means that those that are able to buy US government debt are not willing to do so at lower rates anymore. And all to do with trustworthiness and policy and things like that. The US has turned into a bit of a kind of a rogue operator, perhaps, which is not really what the world was expecting, but it's almost what we have. So that's an interesting, and we've had a downgrade by Moody's as well, which is quite, it's not that significant, but it's important to consider. Okay, so look what we're seeing. We're seeing a bit of, we were saying, you know, it would be worth looking at the sell trade when we get opportunities for these markets to roll over. And that's pretty much what we're close to seeing. So we think the spike that we've had over the last, well, we'd have to go back to April the 9th. And what are we? We're May the 19th already. So we're over five and a half weeks later. We're so aggressively much, much higher than what we would have anticipated. But this is exactly what we're looking to see here over the last 2 days of last week, which is pure indecision. This is exactly what you would want to see if you're looking for a sell trade. And that's where we're at. We're looking for this price to roll over to the downside. We're not seeing it yet, but we are sitting at strong resistance for the Dow Jones. Let's just have a look at the other. The rollover has already started to kick in for the Nikkei. German DAX, we are at new all-time highs, but it's kind of moving sideways. So maybe there'll be opportunities to sell that at some point. And again, there's just a sort of a mild reluctance really to Friday. We had the breakout, we had the next level up, and now we've gapped lower. So it's just pulling these markets a little bit back down, probably more in line with probably where they should be. So it's quite interesting with that sell America sort of philosophy. If you own America assets and you're looking to sell those assets, you're probably looking to move that money elsewhere. And maybe Europe is a good example of a benefiting jurisdiction from that process. And if you do that, you're sort of exiting the dollar and you're looking to purchase assets in Europe or in Asia or whatever other jurisdiction. If that's where you put your capital, then you're actually physically, you know, moving from dollars into another currency, which is kind of another reason for potentially looking at the euro dollar as well. It's simply kind of a flow of capital. Now, we were in this on Friday. We wanted to be in this to the upside, and we had this little sharp spike to the downside. And this is really fundamentally the problem with sideways moving markets and, you know, indecisive, uncertain conditions, because they're primed for market makers to kind of move price to just clear markets out, take you out. And obviously, on this occasion, we weren't willing to go with a really extended stop loss. It was always going to be a little bit of a difficult trade, and it kind of proved that to be on Friday with a bit of a volatile spike to the downside. And we saw it across most of the dollar pairs, so clearly trying to shake us out of those trades. Now, this is where sort of technical analysis comes in, where we were able to, unfortunately, we were kicked out of the euro dollar, but we were able to stay into the pound dollar. And now, actually, the sentiment is shifting a little bit more in our favor. So further downside potential for the dollar. And a few of these trades are kind of primed to trigger. So we've had the yen sort of make a little bit of a move before this sort of period of dollar weakness. And this was just a straight rally to the upside followed by a two-day reversal. So we can lean in to dollar weakness. Some markets are clearly going to be a little bit more straightforward and easier than others. An awful lot of kind of sideways moving price action with some of these markets. Now, if we zoom out and we look kind of longer term, you know, there's no reason why we couldn't get a really sizable rally in the Aussie. And the same with all of these dollar pairs. When we talk about dollar weakness, we haven't really scratched the surface yet. And when we break out of these little ranges, there could be a series of really good, really strong, high probability trades. Looking at the yen, the problem with the yen on Friday, we do like the yen to the downside, was the strong support below. And now we're getting that little bounce. So let's see if we bounce. And then if we get a roll over there, then we need to watch the yen quite carefully, because the BOJ may sort of pursue further rate hikes in the not too distant future. So the pound yen, again, strong support below kind of Friday's low. So that didn't really set up the trade to any great extent. Yeah. We quite like looking at a sell trade in markets like crude oil. We're just sort of waiting for the right kind of price. Friday, we just traded inside Thursday's range. So no real clarity. And in actual fact, it was looking bullish for most of the trading day. Now we're beginning to unwind. We have the potential to sell around the 60.66. So is that accurate level? The low is the 60.73. Sorry, let me bring that up a little bit. So the 60.73 level. So we'll have a look at crude oil. And then gold. Gold is an interesting one. So when you have a particular bias when it comes to trading a market, and sometimes, you know, if you're looking for a buy trade, you don't really get good opportunities to start buying. And what that normally means is you kind of need to be quite patient, really, with your decision making. And this may give us that kind of opportunity. Now, you're still looking at a, see, this is the problem. You're looking at a sort of a $40, $50 range, which is really too wide. Normally, we'd probably be 12, maybe 50, $10 to $15 would be a nice range. Now you're talking at 40, 50, which means you need, you know, 80, 90, 100 to the upside. Not great. Not great, unfortunately. So that's, but it's a trade worth looking at, the gold trade, and then that brings us full circle. So look, we're looking for selling opportunities now in the S&P. That sell America trade sounds a bit overcooked, and it kind of is, but so too is the massive rally we've seen for the last 4 weeks. So all of it is kind of overcooked. It's overcooked to the upside, and it's overcooked to the downside. So what we're going to look at today, we're going to look at indices to the downside. We're going to see if we can technically take a couple of trades lower. The dollar weakness trade is intact. We'll keep an eye for now on the yen trade. And then I guess we've got a bit of time with gold. So I guess it's just crude oil below the 60, 70, 73 level. So let's just amend this, guys, and we'll let you go. Thanks for joining us. We are broadcasting. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. We're just broadcasting on location today, so I hope that's okay. So from a market summary perspective then, currently up on screen, mixed market conditions post FOMC, positive UK, lower CPI. Right. All of this just played out in a very kind of indecisive manner. So really not getting much of a move that we would have probably expected post. So the markets, we would assume, would need to price in this type of dynamic. And we assume it will continue to do that. So, but broadly speaking, there's a high degree of uncertainty. Of course, we're in this sort of mixed market condition post lower consumer sentiment and higher inflation expectations. So we're looking for, right, so we've got a bit of a shift in as far as the indices are concerned. So indices, US indices, weakness. Weakness, right, so doesn't have to just be, so further dollar weakness can remain intact. So we've got a weak indices, potentially, there's no guarantees we'll get follow through to the downside, but if we do, there'll be opportunities there. Further dollar weakness, yeah, we quite like the euro dollar, the pound dollar, the dollar yen, and then we'd have to be patient waiting for some of the other ones to come our way. And then crude oil exactly below the level that we were talking about on Friday, the 60.73, and it'll be important to keep all options open. I don't think there's anything else. So on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. For those of you that can join us for the European trading session, we'll be broadcasting in just about a minute's time. So we hope you can join us then. Great stuff. Okay, so look, I've just posted that there into the chat box. Thanks very much for joining us, guys. Appreciate it. We'll discuss these narratives in a little bit more detail because we kind of have. On the softer side of the data points, we've got really sort of alarming potential higher inflation coming down the tracks, potentially lower growth. The stagflating economy might be worth considering, and Donald Trump is prone to that. sort of error really in a heartbeat. So it's a difficult one. All right, we let you go. Thanks very much for joining us, guys. As always, on that note, we let you go. Those of you that can join us for the European session, we'll be broadcasting there in just a few moments. Great stuff. All right, then, everyone. Thanks for joining us, as always. Take care yourselves. We'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.